The 805.
Ventura Highway.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California, California.
Yeah, baby!
Let's back up and move to California.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We are Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom. We are your entertainment guide for the 805. Don't forget, 805favorites.com.
805favorites.com is our new website that shows all the different places that we love to go, and you can check it out. We've put our stamp of approval on it. I don't know what that means, but bottom line is, it means that at least we've been there, we enjoyed it, we had a great time, and we felt it was something that you would like to go to.
And go back to.
And go back to. And mm-hmm. I know we'd all like to do that, you know. Uh-oh, I'm hearing some music here.
What is this?
I don't know. You got to let the music play a little bit. See, one of the rules on the show is that I have to introduce you.
Oh.
So you can't even say a thing, not even peep. Curtis Taylor, Hophead, said, you're in the house, buddy. Let's do it.
I've got a theme song.
You had a song. I know, you had a song.
That is so great. Happy October to both of you again.
I love when he says that, October.
Yeah, you've been on the show 2 weeks in a row now. I mean, what the heck?
He's going to become a regular.
I don't know. How many regulars can we have? It's getting crazy.
It's a little crowded in here.
Yeah, it gets a little crowded in here sometimes.
And there's beer everywhere. I mean, now people are starting to splash it.
I know, really. Yeah. Hey,
time to bathe.
You're going to talk today about Anacapa Brewing Company, which is actually one of Tom's very favorite places.
And a good sponsor of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And then I know you've got some other things to cover, so give us the heads up on Anacapa.
Well, you know, Anacapa's just got this great Anacapa Brewing Company. I'm just going to refer to them as Anacapa from here on out. They've got this great location downtown on Main Street in Ventura, and this patio, and I know you two love to people watch, but for me, my favorite place is at the bar, looking at all the pretty brewing equipment, and I just
and they do have pretty brewing equipment.
I just sit there and drink and daydream about brewing 200 plus gallons of beer at a time.
Dear Lord,
I know it's
Tom. That's your
I'm
dream.
Going out with. I'm looking for a new co-host, Curtis. Have we talk lately?
Right. Okay.
He says that to all the guys. You know.
It's a beer thing. I think.
Yeah, there it is.
But you know, you're always mentioning their regular lineup, and those are solid beers. But what I really love about them is all of their specialties that they come out with, and they've got a couple of them. And actually, I just did an interview with Jason, the brewmaster, and you can go to my website hopheadsaid.com to see the full interview. But the good thing, what I really want to tell you about, is they're starting to do some more experimental beers outside. And one of the ones that he is really excited about is a beer called a Saison, and it comes from Belgium. And these beers are light, really light body, really carbonated, and they've got this sort of earthy, spicy yeast flavor to them, almost barnyard. If you smell it, you kind of feel like you're in the country drinking a beer.
See, he's just transported me.
Yeah, it doesn't take much, believe me. Now, one thing is you can drink a beer and you can taste a beer. And I know you're an expert on, say, tasting a beer, just like people go to wineries, and we have Doug, the wine wizard, coming on next, and where they take it, they taste it, they look at the legs, as Sandy likes to call it. But there's a difference in tasting and drinking, correct?
There is. Some people are really, really good at drinking beer.
Oh, Tom.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that there's anyone in here that's really good at drinking beer. But then there's also tasting the beer. And there, you just, there are two different techniques to doing it. And once I've had a beer, after a while, I really enjoy drinking the beer. But anytime I go to a new brewery, and if you haven't been to Anacapa before, Anacapa Brewing Company, make sure you get their sampler and go through each one of them. And when you do it, just remember there's five really easy steps to tasting a beer. And the first one is just to look at it. When it's poured in the glass, look at it, enjoy the color. You know, is it a straw color, or is it an amber one? What's the head like? Is it a big, thick one? Has it fallen down? And then after you've enjoyed looking at this, then it's time to sniff it.
Do all beers have a head?
They should.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they'd be flat without one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
They really should. And sometimes, you know, if dirty glassware can kill a head, so it just depends on what's happening with the beer. So there's a lot of different ways to troubleshoot that one. But then you've got to smell it. And every beer has its own personality in the smell. And what you'll, you know, maybe you smell a malt, which can be kind of toasty or bready, or hops, which can be citrusy or spicy. And then the yeast can also be give you this kind of earthy kind of notes to it also. So after you're done smelling the beer, then it's time to taste it.
Okay.
So take a little sip, just like you do with wine, pull some air in over the top of it. It releases all kinds of aromas with you. Then it's time to kind of note what you're thinking. It's going to be give you what you need to know about the beer.
And one thing I wanted to bring up, we don't have maybe the notes on it, or there's a lot of different brewing companies out here right now. You've got Surf Brewery right down the way. You got Telegraph Brewing Company. You've been to all those, I'm sure. There's so many great brewing companies right here in Southern California that I'd really like to start covering a little bit on the show. Just like wineries, there's a lot of great wineries. We have the Wine Trail right there. But right here, there's like a new group of all these brewing companies starting to open up. There's even one in Moor Park. I know they only have a couple beers right now. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Ingrin or something?
Integrin,
right. Mm-hmm. And it just opened in Moor Park.
Right. Yeah, the 805 Beer Trail is becoming a wonderfully crowded place. And I shouldn't even say it's far from being crowded, but it's more and more. I mean, traveling 15 minutes down the road, oh, there's a new brewery. Another 15 minutes, here we go at the next one. So it is. It's a really great place.
Now, real quick, just so that you can finish your segment, you went to number 3 and you didn't talk about after you swallow your beer, then what do you do? I mean, how do you get all the taste?
Well, and then you can
burp.
he's right on it. He's
let
right
Curtis
on it.
Finish.
Now if you want to be a little more sophisticated with it, you just exhale. You don't necessarily have to give it a big old belch.
Okay, see, you don't burp, you exhale.
Big old belch. But there's a lot of esters that come out when you exhale, and so you may miss some of these subtle beauties of that beer.
Right.
And then the last one is just to take a big old drink, because you've done all the work, you've noted it, and then you just take a big old gulp of it, swish it around in your mouth, make sure everything is all your taste buds get a chance.
And they call that chewing the beer?
I do. I chew it. So,
chew the beer.
What you do is just swash it around. But for me to swash it, the easiest way to keep my lips closed at the same time is to chew it a little bit.
Yeah, it's an art, Tom.
Right.
Yeah. Beer drinking is a real art. Pick up the mug, swig it back, order again.
Well,
all right.
The beer drinker.
Okay. Hopheadsaid.com is right. Your blog site.
Yes.
And so what do you blog anyone. About?
Well, everything. What you heard today.
Beer. What the heck? What kind of a question was that? What do you blog about? Oh, I don't know. Travel.
I like trains. It's anything beer.
But specific
beer
brewing companies?
Beer
or
festival. Anything that I can hit. I love to interview brewmasters. I go to tasting rooms and all of those. You know, anything that is beer related, I like to taste or
very
write about.
Fun. Very fun.
Curtis, thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you, too.
We do
You're
appreciate
amazing.
It.
I love coming in.
Great education right there.